It's time for this week's Graze Nebraska update, brought to you by the Nebraska Grazing Lands Coalition and Nebraska Extension. This week, we're visiting with Mitch Stevenson, Nebraska Extension Educator in Scotts Bluff, and talking this week, Mitch, about some of the benefits and research you've been doing on grazing distribution. What can you tell us about this?
We're using GPS tracking technology. They're GPS tracking collars that we place on cattle, and then we look at them throughout the growing season. And so what we're really trying to find is differences in feeding site selection or how animals look across the landscape and utilize that landscape over time.
I know it's early in this research phase, so you don't have a lot of results back yet, but what are your hopes and goals for this?
What we're really hoping is that we can identify some of these problem areas. You know, if there's a difference in management that we can put in, whether that be through either a different rotation or different types of supplement practices, to where we can pull cattle away from certain areas or at different times of the year when we can graze a pasture based on where cattle are congregating and using more of than other areas, that we can utilize more of the pasture and have a greater harvest efficiency. Because I think that's the goal of most producers is they want to have the best use of those pastures as far as the grass that they're growing.
All right. Thanks for the information, Mitch. That's been this week's Graze Nebraska update, brought to you by the Nebraska Grazing Lands Coalition and Nebraska Extension.